You're holding Daf Tes. Again, the last Shaila was, according to Rebbe, that he dashins the Pturim of Yibum, of Tzara Erva, from another Pasuk, V'locha, V'yivma, what does he do with the word Oleha? There's an extra word Oleha on the Pasha of not to marry your wife's sister. The Pasuk says Oleha, an extra word. What does Rebbe do with it? That was our question. So Gemara says he needs it for a brice of Karbonis. The last line on the Chesman Beis was, L'Kiratanya. Ein chayovin bezdin elo adova shesdoine chorus v'shirgosoi chatis. If bezdin paskins halacha and they made a mistake and b'shogig they did the avera, so you have to bring a korban. So the korban is only if the avera was something that if you did the avera b'zodon b'meisid you get a chiyuv chorus. V'shirgosoi if you do the avera now b'shogig, well you have a chiyuv chatis. V'chein ha-mashiach, the same halacha applies by a kohen ha-mashiach, means the kohen gadol. If he does an avera, the same thing, he's chayav the korban, the parshin by Midbar talks about korbanos, is only if the avera was such an avera, if he did it b'mezid, he's chayav korus, and if he does the avera b'shogeg, he's chayav a korban chatis. The same thing for loy b'avodas kechovim. That it is halacha if a Jew worships avodah zorah, that we say if he does it b'shogeg, he has to bring korban chatis. It's only Aldova Shechayovim Azdoine Chorus. Only the Avoidah, that if you do the Avoidah, B'mezid, Yechayiv Chorus. Then we say, B'shechgos Lechatis. If you do it B'shegeg, Yechayiv Chatis. Like Rashi says, V'loi B'Avoidah Skechovim, Ein Chayovim Tzibur. If the whole Tzibur does the Avera of Avoidah Zorom, Lovi Par Lo'ilo V'Soyi Lechatis. That's what the Torah says. They have to bring a par for Korban Oilo and a Soyi for Chatis. El Aldova Shechayovim Azdoine Chorus. If you shechted, you made a shechita on the animal, l'shem avoy dezorva. V'kitter, or else you burn it, or else v'nisach, you pour the wine in front of the avoy dezorva, or else v'shtachavo, you bow down in front of the avoy dezorva. Because these averes are chayiv koris if you do it l'shem avoy dezorva. Avo mechabik, if you stam go and hug the avoy dezorva, or menashrik, and you go and kiss the avoy dezorva, loy. Even though it's alav, but it's not a lav sheis per chorus. You're not chayef chorus if you go and kiss or hug the avoyde zora. Because that's not the derech avoyde, that's not the way they worship the avoyde zora. V'ach drusha mi'aleh nafkin forash riyosel. What's negating to us is how do we know this yisoid? That if you do an aver of avoyde zora, you only chayef a korban chatis. If it's such an aver that if you do it b'mezi the chayef chorus, how do we know it from? From the Pasuk Oleho, like we'll soon see. That's what Rebbe does with the word Oleho, that it says by Achois Ishtoi, by your wife's sister. Utanan, now we'll explain. We learned like this, Utanan. The Mishnah in Hurrius. Utanan Nami. Ko mitzvah sheba Torah. Shechayovim nazdoni chorus. It means a mitzvah, means a lav. Any Easter, the Torah. That if you do the Avera, yechayiv chorus. V'ashavgos echatis. Remember, if you do the Avera b'shoigeg, yechayiv echatis. Now, Yochid, if a Yochid does this Avera, maybe Kisvoy Sira. A lamb, he brings a lamb for his korban. A Sira or a she-goat, he brings. Nosi, let's say the Nosi, Amol is the president, or the Melech. Nosi means the highest position in Klai Yisrael, the Melech it could be, a Stama Nosi, is maybe Sawyer. He has to bring a Sawyer, is a he-goat he has to bring. Mashiach, what about the Kohen Godel that has Mashiach that's anointed, the Kohen Godel? Who adinu bezdin, or if bezdin does the avera b'shoigeg, is mevi par. They have to bring a par, an ox they have to bring for their chet. So it depends who did these averas b'shoigeg. If a yochid does it, there's one korban. If a nosi, a different korban. If a kohen mashiach does it, a kohen godl, another korban. Uvavoydus kechovim, what about if you do an avera of avoydus kechovim? Again, an avoida that yechayiv chorus. If you did a b'mezid, now that you did a b'shegeg, we say yechayiv a korban chatis. What is the korban chatis? Yochid nosi or mashiach. Whether it's a private yid that did it, whether it's the melech that did the avera b'shegeg worship the avodah zarah, or whether it's a mashiach the kohen gadol that worshipped the avodah zarah b'shegeg. Is alocha mevi and sira. They bring a she goat. That's the korban to bring a she goat for the chatis.
Less severe, you mean?
No, not that, because it's exactly a custom. The Torah just says that's what the psukim say. That's their korban to bring. Because they can't bring another, can't bring a par. Their korban is to bring as a sira, is a she-goat. What about Tzibur? What about the Roiv Klai Yisrael, the whole Tzibur, worships Avodah Zorah B'Shoigig? Like in a case where Bez Din Paskin, you're allowed to do it, and they made a mistake, and really it was also. So if you do it B'Shoigig, if Rove with the Tzibur worship Avodah Zorah, then the Loch... It could happen that they Paskin nice, they made a mistake, they said this Tzelem, this idol is not an Avodah Zorah. They thought, like a Mal Yimai Nebuchadnezzar brought down, that the king makes it for his own purpose, just to beautify himself. It's not an Avodah Zorah. So Bez Din find a mistake and pass Knesset on a real Avodah Zorah, then it's mutter to do it. Good year in Echlam, usually doesn't happen. But Lo Yisui it happened though. So a case is that the whole Tzibah did it B'Shegeg, then the locher is Mevi and Par, they have to bring a carbon, a Par, this Sawyer. These are two carbonists to bring, a he-goat and a Par, an ox. Par L'Yoyla, the par is brought for carbon oil, the psukim say, v'soyu l'chatis, and the he-goat, that's brought for carbon chatis. That's the klolim. Now, for the Gemara, minuhan emili, how do we notice the yisoid? That the only avera, that if you do it b'shoig, you have to bring a carbon chatis, if it was done b'mezid that avera, it's chayiv koris. But a lav that just has a lav, not a chayiv koris, there's no chayiv chatis. How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braist like this, the pasuk says, v'noido ha-chatis ha-shechoto lehem, that he realizes that he did an avera, and he has to bring a korban. Is Rebbe Yoimer Nemakan Oleho? Says the Posek, Ashechoto Oleho. He did an avera. What type of an avera? The Posek says Oleho. What does Oleho mean? V'nema l'halon Oleho. There's an extra word Oleho by Achoy Sishtoi. The Posek says, don't take your sister's wife, your wife's sister. V'meisha l'achoysa, and it says the word, an extra word Oleho. So it says Aleh over there, Malahalin, Dover Shachayov Mazdone Kurus, just like if you marry your wife's sister, there's a Chiyav Kurus involved, is Vial Shachgosoi Chatis, and in such a case, if you do it Beshegi, you have a Korban Chatis, is Afkan, here also in Vayikra, when the Posek talks about the Chiyav Korbonis, what type of an Avera do you have to bring Korban Chatis? Alzdone Kurus, Vial Shachgosoi Chatis. Only if you do that Avera B'mezid, there would be a Chai of Chorus, a Chai of Misa. Then we say, if you do it B'Shegeg, you have a Chai of Chatis. So that's how we know that the Averis, that a Chai of Chatis, it has to be an Avera that B'mezid, there's a Chai of Chorus. You learn out the next word, Oleho, that it says by your wife's sister.
I mean, there are certain things that which are not Chai of Chorus, if it's done B'mezid, so it would be
right.
The same type of...
No, you wouldn't have a Chai of Chorban altogether. There's no Chai of Chorban then. And such averus you do b'shegig, you're not chayv a korban. You only chayv a korban averus you do b'shegig if it was done b'mezid to be a chayv korus. Now, ashkecha and tzibur, Mashiach minolam. This is a pasuk v'noido achat is talking about if a tzibur does the avera. So when a tzibur, the rov klayis who does an avera, that we say the chayv a chatis, then I understand the pasuk oleha only if it's an avera that has a chayv korus to it. But Mashiach minolam. How do we know if a private Kohen Gadol does an Avera, that's Tam Alav, how do we know there's no Chiyav Chatis, again, only by a Lav that has a curse? The Yassiv, it says, the Mashiach, it says by Kohen Gadol, Li'ashmas Om, that he has the same type of an Avera like the Yam. In other words, just like the Yam, the Tzibur, only has a Chiyav Korban when the Avera is an Avera of B'mezid Kurus. The same thing, the Kohen Gadol only has a Chiyav Korban if B'mezid would have been a Chiyav Kurus. Good, Harei Mashiach Ketzibur. Here we know that a Kohen Gadol has the same halacha like a Tzibur. Yochid v'nosi, how do we know if a regular private Yisrael does an Avera, how do we know when he has to bring a Chiyav Chatis, b'shoigig? How do we know a Nosi, if the Melech does an Avera b'shoigig, which chet does he have to bring a Korban on? Asiya mitzvahs mitzvahs. Also learn the word mitzvahs mitzvahs. It says here mitzvahs, it says there mitzvahs. But just like by the Tzibur, mitzvahs means an Avera that has a Chiyav Chatis to it. The same thing by Yochid and a Nasi, it's only a mitzvah and avera that has a chiyav koros to it. Good. Then the Brisa said, "V'aloi v'avodas kechovim." Who are them when you worship avodas zorah? When you have a chiyav chatis, elo adova shechayov mazdone koros. Only if you did the type of an avodas zorah that if you did it b'mezid the chiyav koros. Like we said, a real avoda, shechting the animal, burning the animal, the nisuch v'shtachavo. Then the law is you have to bring korban chatis. Tzibur be'avodas kecholim. So this is a pasuk by Yochid. How do we know with tzibur now? Oh no, stam. That's what the Brisa says. Avodas kecholim has the same halacha. Now, how do we know this? How do we know Avodas Kechavim has the same halacha? So tziba b'Avodas Kechavim yalef miyene miyene. Just like a regular tziba before that does other averis, it's only an avera that has the chiyuv korus to it. The same thing by the Avodah Zarah, it also says a lashon of me'ene. She learned how to exera shava me'ene me'ene. It says me'ene before when the tziva does navera. And it says here by Avodah Zarah with the word me'ene. So here also by Avodah Zarah, if the tziva does the avera of Avodah Zarah, the achiyev chatas is only if it's such an avera that b'meizvi the chayev chorus. Yochid nasi Mashiach. How do we know by the chet of an avodah zara if a private person worships avodah zara b'shoigig or a nasi a melech or a mashiach the kohen gadol? How do we know also only on the type of an avodah that the mezid would have been cursed from the pasuk mi v'im nefesh achas echad yochid v'yechad nasiv yechad mashiach v'mashma? Says l'ashim mi v'im nefesh mashma. If any person does a chet of avodah zara, this is in Bamidbar Tezvov. That's talking about the parasha of worshipping Avodah Zarah. So it says a klal like mevi'im nefesh achas. If any one person does the avera, now we say vav meisav alinyan rishin. It says mevi'im. It's an extra vav. It should have just said me'im. What does it say mevi'im? What's the vav doing there? So vav is meisav alinyan rishin. Vav is like saying something extra here to the first parasha. Ve'yil ma'itachta min'elyon. We'll learn out what it says here, the second parsha, Mevi'im Nefesh, from the top parsha that talks about a tzibur. So just like by a tzibur, we learned out, Me'ene Me'enai, it's only in a chet that has a chiyuv korus to it. The same thing by Yechidim, either whether he's a melech, or a regular private person, or a kohen gadol, they're only chayiv achatis. If they do the avodah zarah b'shegeg, in the case that the mezid, it would have been b'korus. So that's how we know these klolim. Rashi's v'yim nefesh v'maisav alin rishin v'yim odelyim etachta and sibam yechidim. Vayta for Rabban. So this is how Rabbi learns these psukim. So it's good, Rabbi. The kasha was, we have a word oleho by your wife's sister extra that before we used it for erva to say there's no mitzvah yibum. Rabbi knows that halacha of yibum from another pasuk. So Rabbi used an extra word oleho. The teachers by kabbonis that which avera are yechayiv a korban chatis. Only such an avera that b'mezid yechayev korus, like oleha, like your wife's sister. For the Gemara now of Rabbonin, hay svari minolu. How does the Rabbonin know this svara that these chiyuv chatis for which avera do you have to bring a korban chatis if you did a b'shegig? Only an avera if you do it b'mezid yechayev korus. How do we know this? For Rabbonin hay svari minolu. So the Gemara nafkulu, we learn it out from midemikrilei Rabbi Yeshua Labrei. The way of Yeshua taught to his son. The pasuk says, Torah achas yilachem, le'yoseh b'shgoga, v'hanefesh ashatase b'yad roma. This is by the pashas of Avodah Zarah, again in Bamidbar Tezvov, that talks about if you worship Avodah Zarah, it says a lashon, Torah achas yilachem. There should be one Torah for you. Torah achas yilachem, le'yoseh b'shgoga. That if you do the Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban chatas. And then the pasuk says, "V'hanefesh asher tase biyad roma." That if somebody does an avodah zara biyad roma, means b'mezid. The pasuk says, "V'nichrusa yichayet korus." So melo hukshu kol aterakula le'avodas yichovim. We make a hekish. It says, "Torah achas." All the halachas of kabbonis you learn out from avodah zara. Ma avodas yichovim dover shechayov mazdoin korus. Just like this parasha of kabbonis by avodah zara. The next pasuk says clearly, "V'hanefesh ashatasa biyad roma." If somebody does an avera b'mezid, the Torah says yichayev korus. So we're talking about averis that have a chiyev korus to it. Is shchayim azdoni korus v'ashergos achatis? Is af kol dover? Who did any other avera? Shechayov mazdoni korus. That if you do that avera b'korus b'mezid yichayev korus. Like if eat chaylev or eat dam b'mezid yichayev korus. Of Yidit b'shoigeg v'yashirgosai chatas, you have to bring a korban chatas. So that's how the Rabbanan learn out that a korban chatas is only on an avera that the mezid has a chiyuv korus. So Gemara says good ashkechon yochid. So far we know v'hanefesh mashma yochid. If a private person does a chet, he's only chayiv chatas on a chet that has a korus to it. So ashkechon yochid v'nosi mashiach. No, it's good all of them because it says v'hanefesh mashma any private person. Whether you're a regular person, whether you're a melech, or whether you're a kohen gadol. Bein b'yavurus kechovim, bein b'sha mitzvahs. Because it says clearly b'yavurus kechovim, v'yanefesh b'yad romo, that says the chayiv korus. And it says Torah achas, we learn out all other mitzvahs, all other chayiv korban from avodah zarah. So we know by yechidim, any private person or any melech, or any kohen gadol, that the avera is only an avera that has a korus, then yechayiv a korban. But what about Siba b'avodas kechovim minayim? So far the pasuk just said v'hanefesh, a private person, a yochid. How do we know that tzibur, when you have roved tzibur by clients who are worshipping avodah zarah, to do it b'shoigig, minayim? How do we know that they're only chayiv a korban if it's a type of an avod like before, that they shecht or they burn l'shem avodah zarah, that you chayiv korus? Or makro, the pasuk says again v'im nefesh, the extra vav, v'yilmod el yomitachtam. We learn out tzibur from a yochid. Here it says v'hanefesh a yochid is only chayiv a chatis on an avera that has a chiyuv korus to it. Who adin the tzibur v'yumud el yomitachtan? That when the tzibur does the avera of avodah zarah, it's only a real avodah zarah that you chayiv korus b'mezid. Then if you do it b'shegeg, you chayiv a korban. So that's good, the avodah zarah. For the Gemara el tzibur b'sham mitzvahs minolan. How do we know that if a tzibur does any other avera, when are they chayiv a korban? Let's say the whole tzibur eats chaylev. For some reason, Bezdin paskin that this part of the animal is not called chaylev. They paskin the first rib, the fat there is not called chaylev. So everybody went to eat it. And later we found out they made a mistake. The first rib is still called chaylev on it. So the whole tzibur ate the chaylev. How do we know that when the tzibur is only chayiv a chatis, if the avera b'mezid would have been karis? Is Yalef Me'ene Me'ene, or Smena Me'ene Me'ene? It says Me'ene before, it says Me'ene over here by Tzibur, that it's only on a Chiyav chorus. So Me'ele, the Rabbanon also have Psukim for these Yisraelis. For the Gemara, for Rebbe, Hai Torah Achas Mayovidle, has Rebbe, how does he know these Yisraelis we had before from the Pasuk Leho? That's how he learns the Chatat is only by a Chiyav chorus. The Chur, why doesn't Rebbe learn that the Chom's Rosha from Torah Achas? The Torah Achas should teach us, learn out all korbanos from Avodah Zarah. So why does Rebbe need the Pasuk Leho? Why doesn't he learn out from this Pasuk of Torah Achas? The Torah is teaching us, all mitzvahs learn out from Avodah Zarah. Just like by Avodah Zarah, it's only on a Chiyuv Korus. All over you only Chayiv Achatis on a Chiyuv Korus. So Gemara says, no, Rebbe does not learn out from that. Why? Mi boy lelekretanya. Rebbe needs this Pasuk of the Torah Achas, this one halacha, for a different drasha. We learned like this, Likratanya. Lefi shemotzinu shecholek hakosef. The Torah makes a difference. Ben yechidim lemrubin. Whether you have one yochid that worships Avodah Zarah, or whether you have a whole ear. If you have a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah together, that's called an ear hanidachas. If you have a whole city, that robe of the city worships the Avodah Zarah, there's a new halach of called ear hanidachas. Then what's the difference? Yechidim v'skila. If a private person, one, two, three, a few people worship Avodah Zarah, Bezdin gives them skila. That's the b'meisa, they get skila. They get stoned. Lefikach memoinem polat. The locher is that the money is saved. That means whoever yarshens them, the money is mutter, they get killed, but the money is mutter bano, the sons take over the money, they're allowed to use the money. Merubim, let's say you have a whole city that worships Avodah Zarah, then it's a new pasha called Ir Hanidachas. That Besayif, those city has to be burnt down, and Besayif, you have to kill the people Besayif with a sword. Lefikach memoinem avad. The lacha there is that we have to burn the whole city, and all the money has to be destroyed. So all the money is called osav hano. Any money from the Irani dachas is osav hano. So the kids said there are different halachas, whether a yochid does the avera of avodah zarah, or whether a tzibur does the avera of avodah zarah. So therefore, yochid, I would have thought, Nechlok b'kavan asayim, just like I see if you do it b'mezid, the Torah gives different punishments. So maybe if they do the avera b'shegeg, they have different kabbonis also. Maybe for some reason avodah zarah, tzibur and yochid has different type of kabbonis. Talmud Leimer, therefore the pasuk tells us no, you should know, Torah achas yilachem. there's one halacha of avodah zarah, whether it's merubim that does it, whether it's the yochid that does it, is the same type of an avodah, same type of a korban, the same power you bring for avodah zarah, the same type of a korban. That we had before, that a tzibur by avodah kechavim brings a power. A tzibur means if rov of the whole klai Yisrael does the avodah zarah, that's called a tzibur. But if you only have one whole city worshipping Avodah Zarah, they're only considered like Yechidim, Nogeyat Kabonis. Even though there's a new halacha, that city is called near Anidachas, that you have to burn the city, and the people get Sayef, that's if they do it B'mezit. But if they do the Avera B'shoigig, even though it's a whole city, it's still called Yechidim. When does the carbon change? A tzibur means roiv of the whole Klai Yisrael. But just one city still has the halacha of a shoigeg of a yochid, and the carbon is like a regular yochid brings it. Now we're saying, how do we know this? Maybe just like the Einish B'mezid is different, who adin b'shoigeg also is different? On this Talmudim, the apostle says, no, terachas yilachem. There's one chiyav carbon, whether it's a whole city worshipping Avodah Zarah, whether it's a yochid, it's the same type of a carbon. Something else. Yeah. Sumara says, Holav Hochi, if not for this Pasuk Terachas, I would have thought, Nechlot, that there's some difference. There's a difference whether a Yochid does it or whether a whole city does it. Even though a city is not the Tzibur, but still I would have thought maybe it's different. So for the Gemara of my Lysi, What would I think that this city is different? What type of a korban would this city bring? What was the Havamina? That if a city worships Avodah Zarah, B'shoigeg, there's a new type of a korban. What's the Havamina? Lysi par, if you want to say they should bring the ox, for the Gemara Tzibur, B'sham Mitzvah Maisi. No, you know, brings a par, or Tzibur by other mitzvahs brings a par. But not by Avodah Zarah. So Pshita, they would not have to bring an Avodah Zarah, they would not have to bring the par. But the locha by regular yochid that doesn't avoid the zorah, the korban is a sawyer. He has to bring a he goat. He has to bring. Now the shala, what would I have thought that if a city does it? I would have thought they have to bring a par. The Gemara says no. That's a tzibah by shar mitzvahs, they bring a par. So the chura avoid the zorah has a different korban. So the Gemara kisva. Let's say they have to bring a kisva lim. For the Gemara, no yochid b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisi. That's the korban that a yochid brings if he does other averus. So that Mestavra, if a city doesn't avoid the Zorah, they're going to have the same korban as the Yochid brings. Like the Chur, there should be some difference. Sawyer, if you want to say he-goat, I'll tell you, Nosi b'sham mitzvah su demaisi. No, a he-goat, that's the korban that a melech has to bring if he does any other type of an avera b'shoigig. Elamai, maybe par lo'ilo v'soyer l'chatis. Maybe you tell me he has to bring a par for a korban oilo, and it brings a he-goat for a chatis. For the Gemara, no. Tzibah b'avodas kechavim hu demaisi. That's the korban that a tzibah brings. If a tzibah, the rov klai Yisrael, worships avodah zarah, then they have to bring a par for a korban oilo and a soyer for chatis. So now one city, even though you want to say maybe it's more than a yochid, but it's not a tzibah, so you can't give the same korban that a regular tzibah gets to this one city. For the more of Elamai, what's left to say, like what would you think there should be a difference? Elamai, Sira, maybe a she-goat. Maybe if one whole city worships Avodah Zarah B'Shegig, the korban should be a she-goat. For the Gemara, Yochid Nami, Haino Kabonai, if a Yochid worships Avodah Zarah, he could also bring a Sira. That's the same korban a Yochid brings. So what's the difference? You want to say there should be some difference between a whole city and a Yochid? The more Itzrach. No, still I would need the pasuk. Because Salkutat HaChaminach, I would have thought, Hoyu v'tziba b'hoiro maisi par li'oilo v'soyer l'chatis. A tziba b'hoiro, Rashi says, that's hainu helam dover. Shehoiro bezdin shavonis kachavim oteris. V'yosu tzibra piyim. That's called par helam dover. That the bezdin paskenoish don't yes cow, but for some reason bezdin made a mistake and paskenoish, you're allowed to worship of Avodah Zarah. One type of a thing that they're doing, Bezdin made a mistake and thought that's mutter. So the whole tzibah went to worship that type of an avodah zarah. And later they came out, they made a mistake. So the pasuk says what? That the chatas they have to bring, the korban is a par l'oilo, v'soyer l'chatas. So I would have thought, inu nami nesi yipcha. Maybe if not Sa'ud Tzibur, but just one city worships Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, maybe they also have to bring two kabonis, but just the opposite. Maybe them, the soyer, the he-goat, should be for the korban olah, and the pas should be for the chatas. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought that if one city does it, they have a different korban. Inami maybe tzorich v'yena takana. Maybe I would have thought they have to have some other carbon, but we don't know what to do, so they'll be like, don't bring any carbon at all. But maybe the whole city does it. They can't bring the same carbon that Yochid brings, Kamash Malon. That's the Sposik, Torah Achaz teaches no. As long as it's not Roiv of Klal Yisrael, no matter how many you are, you're called Yechidim, and you all have the same halacha, you only have to bring a Sawyer. That's all. You just bring a Sawyer Lechatis for the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. So kids, so that's what we do with the Psukim of Aleha, according to Rebbe. Now a new Gemara. Omalei Levi le Rebbe. Levi es said to Rebbe, Ma'ir with the Tani Tesvav, how come our first Mishnah says there are 15 different ladies, Ervis, that there's no mitzvah yibum, that if your brother was married to your daughter, and then your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. Listi Tezayin, why does the Mishnah only say 15? He has a 16th one, should have said 16. That's what Levi was bothered by. Is Amalei, it's a Rebbe answered him back, Kim Dumali Shein Lemech Mekot Kodai. Looks to me like you don't have any brains in your head. That's what looks to me. We'll soon see. That's what Rebbe answered back to Levi. In other words, he said like this, My Daitcha, like Rebbe saying back to Levi, what did you think, like what's your question, that you want a 16th one to be there? What's the 16th one you think should be there? Imoi Anusas Ovid. In the case where it's your mother, but her question, if it's your mother, then how could your brother marry your mother? It's talking about that your mother was not married to your father. Anusas Aviv. Your father had znus, your father lived with a lady, and she became pregnant, and you were born. So she's your mother. Now your father had another wife, and they had another son. So Maisa, you have another brother. You have another brother from the same father. Lamaisa, that lady though, she's your mother, but I call upon him to your other brother though, she's mutter, she's not your father's wife. So maybe that's the case of Yibum, that your brother married this your mother. Now, and then your brother died, so the Mishnah should say that case, that if your mother falls to you for Yibum, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So that's what Levi asked, why doesn't that say in the Mishnah? This Rebbe answered back, Imoy Anusa Soviv. This halacha, that it's your mother, that your father lived with a lady, is plukta the Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanani. So what do you want to say? That your father lived with a lady. So the question is, the other brother now is allowed to marry her. That's what you want to say. No, that's the machlekes Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan, like we had before. Over plukta loikamari, that's Rebbe's teretz. Our mission is not talk about machlekesin. Like we had before, Rebbe Yehuda holds, now the Moran Dav Dalad we had, that he learns out, Laigala Knaf Oviv, that means Knaf Shara Oviv. That means any lady that lived with your father, she's also to you. Even though she's not your mother. It's the case you have parents, and your father lived with another lady. That lady is also to the son to marry. That was Rebbe Yehuda's Russia. Yehuda Dashna, the Pasuk says, Laigala Knaf Oviv, you can't live with anybody that lived with your father, means not only your father's wife, that's pshita asa to you, even if she's not your mother, but even a lady that your father lived with and without kedushin, also, she's also to live with you. You're not allowed to marry her. So the kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that can't be a case in the Mishnah, because if you have two brothers from the same father, so the other brother is not allowed to marry that lady. That's even though she's the other brother's mother. To the other brother, she's not his mother. But I call upon him, since that lady lived with your father, and according to Yehuda, it's also for the brother to marry her. So that can't be a case in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah does not say anusas of it. True, according to the Rabbanin, they hold it's mutter. The Rabbanin say it's only also for you to marry your father's wife, after he gives her a get. But if your father's time lived with a lady, you're allowed to marry her. So according to the Rabbanin, that was Levi's kasha. According to the Rabbanin, the Mishnah should have said a 16 case. Rebbe's answer is, that's a machlekes over plukta like kumari. We're not talking about pluktis. Right. Is that true or not that our Mishnah doesn't talk about cases that's a machlekes? For the Gemara, Fahare Issa Mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha, the Pligi Rabbi Kiva Rabbonin. There's a Mishnah later in the second perek that talks about what about if your brother is married to an Issa Kedusha means, an Issa Mitzvah means that she's also mid Rabbonin. Means Shanias. There are certain ladies that the Rabbonin tell you not to marry them. Issa Kedusha means like a Mamzeris or an Asina that's only Yosef Balav. What about if your brother married a wife that wife is only yosef to you with a lav? So some machlekes, the Mishnah lady says that you're supposed to make chaletzes and not yibum. But there is a mitzvah yibum. Rabbi Kiva Shita is no. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Shita always is, that chayve lavin has the same malach like chayve krisis. According to Rabbi Kiva, chayve lavin, there's no trisis kedushin. So if your brother was married to mamzeris, there's no din yibum to you. Because since she's a chayvi lavin to you, there's no din yibum. So it's a machloikis. In the next perek, it says cases that it's a machloikis, chachomim, and Rabbi Kiva. So Marian says, Bepirkin karmrinin. Rabbi meant to say in this first perek, here, it only says cases of the first Mishnah that are clear according to everybody. There's no machloikis in. But a case that's a machloikis, our first Mishnah does not want to talk about it. Fred Gemara, no. Vodei shamai matirin esatzaris. Liachin. Beis Shammai argues in our first Mishnah. Beis Shammai Shita is that if your brother has two wives, one of them is your daughter, and the other one is a stranger. When your brother dies, and he has no children from either one of them, Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to be miyabin the other wife. And Beis Shammai argues in the whole klal of Atzara, even though you're not allowed to marry your own daughter, but the other wife you're allowed to. So you see, there is a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel now first Mishnah. So Moran says Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. That's not called a machlokes. Beis Shammai b'chlal is not called the Mishnah b'mokim Beis Hillel. And since it's clear that we hold like Beis Hillel, therefore our Mishnah has the right to say the first case that you can say. The Mishnah has the right to say the first case because it goes according to everybody. I mean, Beis Hillel is called everybody. For the Gemara, no. For a Eishes Ochiv Shlohoye B'Yolomai. We had a case in our Mishnah, Eishes Ochiv Shlohoye B'Yolomai. And the case that there are, let's say, two brothers alive. And one brother dies. And then the mother gives birth to another son after one brother died. So that new son now was first born after his brother died. So there's no mitzvah yibum. So merely his wife remains Osatim with an Isser Eishesach. That's called Eishes Ochiv, your brother's wife, Shlehoi V'Olamai. You were not alive the same time your brother was alive. You were born after your brother died.